Feliz Noche Buena and Merry Christmas. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. We will be updating you with the latest through the holiday weekend. First, the weather. It'll get warmer through the holiday, with highs in the 70s and lows in the 60s. Let's get things started with cruising. There's been a second coronavirus outbreak on a cruise ship in less than a week. This time, 55 fully vaccinated crew members and passengers on Royal Caribbean's Odyssey of the Seas have contracted the disease. The ship was denied entry to the island nations of Curaçao and Aruba. And a group of passengers and crew aboard a Carnival Freedom cruise that departed from Miami last Saturday for the Southern Caribbean has been infected by the coronavirus. That ship was denied entry to Bonaire and Aruba. Last week, Royal Caribbean's Symphony of the Seas had docked at Port Miami, with at least 48 cases of COVID among passengers and crew. And in more COVID news, Jackson Health System in Miami has changed its visitation guideline due to the hospital seeing an increased presence of the Omicron variant. Only one healthy visitor will be allowed each day for certain patients. And all visitors must have a scheduled appointment. In Broward, Hollywood-based Memorial Healthcare System also announced visitor restrictions. The new rules mean no visitation for regular patients, as well as those in intensive care units and in the ER. Go to MiamiHerald.com for the latest on the COVID crisis in Florida. In food news, a taste of the Southern Mediterranean has arrived in the heart of Lincoln Road. Playa is now open in the Sterling Building on the South Beach Pedestrian Mall. The 4,400-square-foot restaurant has a huge outdoor terrace and indoor seating. The Mediterranean fare includes seafood towers and grilled lamb skewers, fresh whole fish, and a signature kosher filet mignon. There's also seafood mac and cheese. Playa will also host live music and other entertainment. For more on where to eat around town, go to Miami.com. In sports, the University of Miami football team has pulled out of the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl because of COVID. The decision was made about 4 hours after opponent Washington State had arrived in El Paso, Texas for the December 31st bowl game. The Sun Bowl became the 5th bowl to have at least one team withdraw because of how the virus affected their rosters. The Hurricanes end the season at 7-5 overall and 5-3 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. And finally, in entertainment, a New Year's Eve party planned for Miami's downtown waterfront will go on as planned amid a surge in infections of the Omicron variant. The celebration at Bayfront Park is free. The event features musical performances by Hispanic artists Willie Chirino, Gente de Zona, Noelia, and Nacho. For those who want to see the music and fireworks but avoid the crowds, the New Year's Eve celebration will be broadcast on America TV. That's WJAN Channel 41. The broadcast will begin at 6 p.m. and run to 12:30 a.m. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.